Hello and welcome to the Lean on Agile show. I'm your host Shaheen. I want to talk about a simple situation that might have happened in your teams that you work with, or might have happened, or might happen in the future, or you might have seen a similar instances of this happening. Let me describe what the situation is. The situation is that because of hybrid work environment that a team has, they wanted to decide to come to an office. The Scrum Master wanted to encourage them to come to office one day, all of them together, and so in that one day they do something together as a team building exercise or as a retrospective. Instead of doing everything virtually, for once they come in and do the ceremonies or the events or anything that you might do virtually in person. There is no mandate on when to come to the office. If there was mandated that you guys need to come office Wednesday and Thursday, this wasn't a problem. But look at this problem as an example. The Scrum Master then wanted to make sure that everyone is included, and he opened it up to everyone. When can we come to the office so that everyone can be included? That sounds like a nice idea. Instead of making a decision, telling everyone when to come, you are opening up to the group. The group were not able to decide. One person was not going to come this week, the upcoming week, let's say, and one person was not able to come the week after. So you can postpone this decision until you find a day, which might decrease the impact of that meeting that the Scrum Master wanted to have. And you lose good amount of time that you could use to bond people together, to get them to work together, and to know each other better. So, was the act of the Scrum Master right to make this decision based on a group decision? Opening up to the group and let the group decide. And I want to talk about this in our daily lives. As change agent and change initiators, or the people that we initiate change, as an agile coach, as a scrum master, as a person with authority, you might be a dev lead, you might be a manager, you might be a director. What decisions do you let the team decide, and what decisions do you decide for them? And is it one or another, or is it things in between? And who makes that decision based on what? So in this instance, if there's a lot, this is more complicated than this. If you have a situation, for example, that you needed people to get into the office, let's say you have running the Scrum Master, running a stand-up, and he or she sees that there are two people that are not working together very well, and they are always virtually, they don't see each other in the office, so they don't bond, and that's another reason. Like the main reason for get to people to come to the office was to solve that problem. If you are dealing with such cases that you are using this bringing people to the office as a solution to a problem, that the problem you only know and you are not sharing that problem with everyone, so you should be the one making the decision. You shouldn't be the one letting everyone else make a decision. You can get their input and say, we want to come to the office. What is the best time that you could come? And you know what the problem is. Person A and person B, you want them to be in in the office, and so you then do collect the data and say, based on the data that I have, or based on the conversation that I had with you, we are going to come to the office this week. I encourage everyone to come, and but you might lose person X, and that person X is not really as that much important to the problem that you have. He's important to the team, but he's not that important to the problem that you have. Versus, if you have a really good dynamic going in the team, and you are the team is fine, you just wanted this to be a different type of an event instead of doing it on mural all the time, or Miro all the time, or whatever virtual tool you use, to be face to face, to see each other heights, to see who dresses better, to see who has the most colorful dresses that they put up, or who brings what with them. Like, do the people that are coming are one of those people that they are very low key and they just come and their laptops is at the office, and or do they come with like a huge backpack, right? So, and in some of these cases, you might even want to do and in some cases, if the decision is not that black and white, I make the decision or I let the team make the decision. So you might be in a situation that if we get to come to the office, I have this hypothesis that if we come to the office and meet every week on one day, our throughput, our productivity, our efficiency, whatever is important to you, will increase. Our happiness will increase, whatever is important to you. And if that's the case, you can, again, if you share the problem, share what you want to try to solve with the group, then deeply you can dive into that and make a decision as a group. Or you can say that, I get your information, I get the data, and I want you guys to come to the office on this day. You working as a change agent in that organization, you probably don't have any authority to ask people to come. You might tell them to come, they might not come, right? That's a different conversation to have. But I'm just trying to get to the core of the conversation of who makes the decision. Or in this case, as a Scrum Master, let's say, would the Scrum Master go to the manager and ask the manager, hey, I want them to come to the office because of these things, and you tell them to come to the office? So would you go that route, right? So each of these decision-making paths are different, has its own advantages and disadvantages. So if you go with the manager, people might come for the first time, for the second time, they might come, but they might lose interest. And then if you go to the manager again and ask him to ask people to come back, he might ask, why would you do this? People are not finding value in it, right? They came back and told me not a good feedback about this, right? So, and he's not willing to step in for you. I hope that when you get them in the office, like, you show them some value. That's not the point, but the point is, if you pull the big gun, you might pull the big gun once or twice, not more than that. So don't demise your options to start with. Try to influence them the direction that you want to go first. Try to have what a hypothesis you want to solve. Who needs to be involved in that decision making? The people need to be involved in that decision making. Would they have enough knowledge, and would they have enough time to spend on finding a solution, or would it be easier for me to get their input and suggest them a solution? With that solution, they might not know that they are solving the problem of, for example, person A and B not working together very efficiently, but after a couple of times they come here to the office, they see, oh, for example, I'm not a big fan of velocity, or but for example, our velocity as a team increased. And then they look back, they might come up with the real reason behind that, that they were coming to the office and they were having, for example, instant interaction, synchronous interaction. They were able to solve things that were very small, very quickly. They were able to give a hand to each other when they were overhearing some conversation. These things that are not happening in a virtual setting. Or it could be happening in a virtual setting if the setup is right. So just think about, as a change agent, how would you make decisions is going to affect what you are bringing to the table, and how you're making the decision is going to limit the effect as well. So if you go with you making the decision, if you don't have a buy-in from people, that's a different effect, that you bring everyone into the conversation. You talk to person A individually, talk to person B individually, bring them to a room and let them talk about it. And then you throw the idea, how about I ask the whole team to come in one day on a weekly basis, you guys come in and see if we all want to have a better relationship, see if our relationship improves. So that's another level that you can go to, but there are lots of preparation needs, lots of investment needed from your time and their time as well. Versus if you know by making that decision yourself, you might have a return on investment that is faster, but not as effective, you might go with that. So just keep in mind, when you want to make a decision, figure out what level of decision making you want to make. Is it yourself that you want to make a decision? Is it just leave it to someone else to make a decision? Is it you are asking people to give you information to make it, and then you make a decision? Is it you are telling, for example, the team that this is the reason that I want you guys to come, and you guys make a decision? So you are sharing them those information, but you're leaving the decision making responsibility to them. Or you can even go beyond the people and the system that this decision is being is affecting, and you are going to ask someone from external to that system to make the decision for them. And thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something, and let me know how do you make decisions. Do you think about different types of decision that you need to make? Do you consciously think about, for this thing that I want to do with this organization, this part of the system, this team, this individual, who needs to make that decision? Or would you think that's too much? Have a good rest of your day, and I hope to see you guys back on Lean Agile Show.